Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning, and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Scott and Red are out this week. They're out on assignment, hopefully shooting lots of pheasants. My name is Kevin Flesh. I'm your host this week. I get to pinch hit when those guys are off doing the things that we talk about every week. Luckily, I also have someone in studio with me. I welcome Tina Francone from Straightforward Shooting. How are you, Tina?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good. So I was out this week on assignment with the kids. My kids were off for fall break, and we went back to Wisconsin. Did a little grouse hunting, and it's always fun to hunt with the kids, and it's such an important thing to do, don't you think?
I think so. In this urban society that we have, really the only opportunity most kids have to learn how to shoot or to handle firearms is through Boy Scouts or 4-H, so that's really, that was a good thing you did.
Yeah, it was fun. I have a 12-year-old daughter that we put through hunter safety this fall, and that, of course, we've talked about in prior weeks, a pretty interesting process. But it was interesting to see her out in the field, and you certainly learn a lot in the classroom, but, you know, it's one of those things that you've got to practice.
Yeah, so, did she get anything?
She didn't.
Oh.
Grouse are tough to shoot, number one, and number two, she had a fairly new weapon as well and still getting used to that. And as you know, in your courses, the things that you teach people, they really have to get used to that weapon to become really proficient with it. But it was interesting in just having her go through that process. You know, probably pheasants or some other quarry that you're not so in confined spaces would have been better. But she had a good time.
Yeah, shooting clays is a little bit different than shooting birds.
Yeah. And I've taken her out, and she's pretty proficient at that, which has been good. But actually in the field with live birds, it's a different deal.
It's different.
It is. But it was a lot of fun, and it was one of those things that I was thinking about. You know, we talk about all the different resources that Colorado has, both fishing and hunting, every week. And, you know, we've got all these kids, like you said, that we need to make sure you take out a child if you're near one this weekend and have them enjoy the outdoors, because that's something that they never forget.
Or bring them out to Straightforward Shooting. Aunt Tina will teach them how to shoot.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What do you do for teaching kids how to shoot?
Well, you know, we start with the parents, and you know, it's you as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, you know your kids best. And you know, I have a little bit of experience with kids. I ran the shooting range for the Valley District of Boy Scouts for about 5 years. So I figured if I could teach 8-year-olds how to shoot, I could teach adults how to shoot. But you know, it starts with the parent. I mean, do you feel that your child is sufficiently mature enough to understand what it is that we're doing? And if you think that, then I'm happy to have them in class. And I don't talk down to kids. They understand.
Yeah.
They understand what they're doing, and they're able to learn those skills that are involved in learning how to shoot and to be safe with a firearm.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, it's the thing that I noticed in hunting with my daughter this week is muzzle control. Mm. Making sure she knows where that muzzle is at all times. And that's something that you just, you've got to be out in the field doing. You can't really, yeah, they get it through textbooks and talking to them about it. But when you're actually there and it's a live firearm, it's a completely different deal.
It is. And, you know, it's a little bit easier with rifle and shotgun because you've got a long barrel, okay, as opposed to a handgun, which is a little bit shorter. And it's a little more difficult even for adults to control the muzzle. But, you know, if you're not pointing it at, if you're not pointing at something you don't want to destroy, you're usually all right. So pointing in a safe direction is really, I think, the number one rule.
Well, so for today, for the show, for folks to call in, I'd love to hear sort of your bragging about your kids and what exactly they've done recently, whether it's shooting a big buck or catching a big fish. I think it's important for us to share those stories so that we as a community really understand how important it is to get those kids out. So we have the show today, obviously, from 7 to 8. We also have our website at sportsmenofcolorado.com, and we have a bragging board there. We'd love to hear from you. Go to the contact section of that website. Give us your comments and any pictures, anything else, so we can put those up on the website so that we can talk about those things in weeks to come and really show off our kids, because I think that's really important. The kids love to see it. We're in a digital age. You know, the kids, that's how they learn and that's how they communicate. It's so interesting. My kids, you can't get them away from a screen. And in fact, we had issues last night with them fighting and took away the screens. And so that was a big deal. And it's just one of those situations where get them outside and get them into something else. So
they kind of forget about those screens when they're out there.
They do. They really do. And that was the other interesting thing is all week that we were pretty busy doing stuff out of doors and they really enjoyed it and didn't really talk about those screens much. So really important. So let's talk about straightforward shooting. What's new there?
What's new? Well, we've added a couple new instructors. Matt Arnold and Ted Archibald have joined us at Straightforward Shooting as our newest pistol instructors. We do rifle, pistol, shotgun, muzzle-loading rifle classes. And we like to think that we take people wherever they are on their firearms training path, because everybody's in a different spot. We've also added some less than lethal courses, saber, pepper spray, and taser, and stun gun classes to round out those firearms courses, because Straightforward Shooting, we're not just about firearms. It's personal protection that we're looking for. It's a little bit different now. It's a little bit different in this day and age to protect yourself. Most people think that a firearm is the way to go, but for some people, a firearm is just not a useful tool. Teachers, for instance, you're not able to carry concealed. Doctors, nurses, people in those types of professions where they really can't or don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm in those situations. So we added Dawn Stewart as our newest instructor in the less than lethal area. So
yeah, those tasers can be pretty effective, especially carrying on school grounds and that sort of thing. I've had a neighbor that had daughters in high school that taught them how to use it effectively, and especially when you're able to use not only in the drive stun mode, but also with the prongs, that can be really effective for those situations where they're really concerned about their safety.
Well, and also in straightforward shooting, our underlying principles are really that any of the training is two-pronged. Your proficiency with the tool, whether it's a firearm or pepper spray or taser or whatever your tool for self-defense is, you know, there's your proficiency with the tool, and certainly we teach that. But really 90% of the training is attitude. And what are you doing to prevent a criminal attack? A lot of people will say to me, well, Tina, you know, you've been shooting for 30 years, you're a pretty good shot, you know how to deploy your firearm from whatever your concealment device is, but that doesn't mean that I can walk down Colfax at midnight, because that's just stupid. You know, you stay out of those types of situations, and really your firearm is your tool of last defense, and your first defense is to stay out of those situations to begin with. But you can't control everything. If you do find yourself in that kind of a situation, your second question is, how do I protect myself? What's my plan? Because the time to develop your plan is not when it's happening to you. So you have to have a plan in place, whatever your tool is.
And you just graduated some folks, sort of a first class for you, correct?
We did. We just had our first holster class. A lot of people think, well, now I've got my concealed handgun permit, I have a holster, now I'm ready to go out and defend the universe. And no, you're not. How do you get that firearm out of your concealment device? And it's not as easy as it looks on TV.
Yeah.
So we had a 3-day workshop designed specifically to to help you get your firearm out of your holster and to present to a defensive position. And we graduated a class of six up in Bailey. We went to outdoor range out in Bailey and did our practice and actually did load up and use live fire. And I am proud to say everybody passed and nobody got hurt. So it was great.
You know, it's one of those things where you don't really think about until you actually have to do it, but it's so important. All right, so you've got the concealed carry, you've got your holster, but you actually need to be proficient and actually really good at using that holster. And so that's a fantastic class for people to learn.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I think everybody learned a lot.
Well, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Let's take a break for all of our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back with you in a moment.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Have you heard about Len Lyle Chevrolet's 2013 closeout triple play? Right now, you get a guaranteed lowest price, guaranteed highest trade-in value, and the lowest interest rates from over 75 lending institutions. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lenlylechevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. On the line, we have Austin. How are you, Austin?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right. Can you hear me?
Fantastic. And you're with Colder Weather Outfitters, is that right?
That's right.
Tell us what you're doing this time of year.
Currently, we're in the full swing for waterfowl hunting. So we do guided waterfowl hunts, both duck and geese. Goose doesn't start up here until later in November, but we're currently doing our duck hunts.
Nice. And where are you located, Austin?
We're located up in Firestone, Colorado. That's kind of where we call our home base and everything. But we've got properties all along the northern Front Range.
Nice. So with all of the water that we had this summer, has it been a little difficult, or has the conditions changed because of the change in the water and what it did to the river and that sort of thing?
You know, it's definitely been interesting this year with everything. We've, you know, with all the water that we've had, we definitely have seen a lot more birds than we normally would see. But trying to get them to go into decoy spreads has been a little bit more of a challenge this year due to the amount of water that we have around in Colorado this year.
So what are you guiding today?
We're actually out in the blind right now.
Nice. So the sun's just coming up. So if you get birds coming in, you just let us know, and we'll just hang out and listen to you shoot.
All right, sounds good.
So what birds are you seeing right now?
You know, we're seeing a lot of, like, gadwalls as well as a lot of widgeons and everything. It's kind of interesting, too. We haven't really seen that many spoonbills come in yet, which, you know, normally by this time of year they should be around.
Yeah, do you have any theory as to why that is?
You know, I think that just the weather and patterns from the states that a lot of the birds come from the breeding grounds and everything just haven't gotten cold enough lately. So I think that we're just kind of waiting on some more migration to come through.
Yeah. So what type of hunting do you do for the waterfowl this year? I mean, are you exclusively on water and decoying, or are you out in fields?
We have both pond properties, as well as we also have some properties that are also in some corn grounds as well.
Nice. What seems to be working?
You know, right now the water has really been working the best. The corn fields, you know, they'll work, but they've definitely been a little bit slower. The ducks definitely want to be on the water this time of year before it starts to freeze over, you know.
Yeah, completely understand. So how do people get a hold of you, Austin, if they want to do a trip with you?
If they want to get a hold of us, they can email us at austin@colder-weather.com, or they can call us at 303-956-4741.
So that was 303-956. What were the last four digits?
4741.
All right. And give us an idea. You know, is this a situation where it's an all-day commitment, or do you have morning and evening hunts? How do you normally handle it?
You know, normally the way that we handle it is we take a group out for the morning. We can do afternoon hunts as well, but we always go from, you know, the beginning of light to, you know, whenever somebody reaches their limit, or until they say that, you know, they're ready to kind of call it a day, so.
And what size, Austin, what size groups do you cater to?
We can do up to four per guide, we don't go any more over four people at a time.
Got it. And how about kids? Are kids welcome to hunt with you?
Yeah, kids are more than welcome to hunt with us. We love having kids on the blind with us.
So give us a sense of, like, how, you know, you decide to go on a guide trip with you. Where do you meet, and how does your morning normally go?
You know, normally the way that we'll meet is you know, we'll kind of scout our different properties that we have, and what we'll do is we'll figure out which properties work in the best. We'll let the group know where we're going to meet, and we normally meet somewhere like in, you know, McDonald's parking lot or something like that, and then we'll drive from there to the actual physical property location and then take them out. But we always make sure that we're watching, you know, to see which property is going to be the best property for them to actually be able to take some game home with them.
You know, that's a really good point. The biggest thing, the Front Range actually has a really good waterfowl population, doesn't it?
It has an incredible waterfowl population. I mean, it's really a great area for hunting waterfowl. And, you know, it's been continuing to get better and better as the years have been coming through.
Yeah, I'm always amazed, and the important thing with using a guide, you guys have the properties, and you're out every day looking around. You know where the birds are and what they're doing. So the reason that someone like me or anyone else that maybe is proficient at waterfowl hunting, but the reason that you get a guide is because you guys know where the birds are and know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we spend so much of our time, you know, when we're not hunting out, you know, fixing blinds or doing various things to different properties and everything. And so we spend so much time kind of scouting and watching and seeing what the birds are doing, as well as figure out the best way to kind of approach doing our decoy layout and everything so that we can make sure that we have the best opportunity that, you know, we can provide.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important, you know, for the customer, for folks like myself that are busy during the week. If you want to do a hunt with you, you do all the tough work. All we have to do is show up and help you put out decoys, right?
Actually, we make sure that we set up all the decoys for everybody, and that, you know, we do the setup and the takedown, everything like that, so that, if you come out with us, you just get to enjoy the fun part of doing the shooting.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So how long does the season last, and how are you booked? Are you pretty well booked up right now, or do you still have some openings?
We still have some openings. A lot of groups will kind of call a couple weeks in advance and everything, so we're... if you call the week of, it's a little bit hard to try to get you in, but we do have a fair amount of openings. And our season for duck goes till almost the end of January and then till the middle of February for geese.
And what do you think the outlook is for the goose hunting this year?
You know, I think the goose hunting this year is going to be great, especially like we talked about with, you know, having more water and...
Ducks coming in?
No, they turned. I think that the goose hunting this year is going to be great. I think that we've got more water and everything, as well as, we've got a lot of changes with the fields and everything. So I think that we're going to have a great year with the geese.
Awesome. And years past, it seems that we've had a little trouble with weather. It hasn't been cold enough, and everything else. I'm hoping this year is better. Obviously, I can't believe that you have an idea of what the weather's going to do, but...
No, I wish that I knew. And Colorado is such a hard place to, hunt with the weather, because you never know what the weather is going to be in Colorado. It can change in 5 minutes, and so you'll be hunting one morning, and there'll be a snowstorm, or... it'll be bluebird, and then all of a sudden you'll get a storm that'll push through. So you never really quite know what the weather's going to be like, but looking hopefully good for the weather. I mean, we actually had a little bit of ice this morning on one of our ponds, so we were kind of excited to see some water might be locking up here soon.
And how does that help you?
That helps us because we have ice eaters in all of our ponds, and so with all the ice eaters that we have, we keep open spots in front of our blinds and everything like that. And so we'll have open water, whereas when all the other ponds start to freeze up and everything, they really don't have as many places to go then.
Well, that makes sense. So it gives you the opportunity to have the opportunity where the ducks will come to you.
Right. Yep.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate the update, and thanks for giving us a sense of what's going on out there in the waterfowling arena. And if anybody wants to book a hunt with Austin, his phone number is 303-956-4741. It's Colder Weather Outfitters. Look him up on the web and contact him via email there, too. Hey, thanks, Austin, and good luck on that hunt. Hopefully you got lots of birds coming into the blind today.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you. Well, that's exciting. It really makes me want to get out and shoot some birds.
Well, it kind of makes me want to get out and shoot some birds, and I'm not really much of a hunter.
You know, that's the one fun thing about having the show so early, especially with the time change. And we're falling back this weekend.
Falling back.
We get to where the studio is here. We get to look out over the mountains, and it's just gorgeous this morning. Every week we come in and do this show, and we get to see the sunrise. On one hand, it's good because it's fun to do the show. But on the other hand, I'd like to be out where Austin is this morning, having birds coming into the blind.
Or where Red and Scott are.
Well, that's true, too. That's
coming up
point.
Where they are now.
That is an excellent point. They get to do some pheasant hunting today and deservedly so, because they're generally out doing this show Saturday morning. So we get to cover for them while they're having fun actually doing what we talk about. So let's take another break, and we'll be back after these sponsors.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado, and we're here talking with you about the resources of Colorado, mostly hunting this time of year. And lots of wonderful sponsors on our website. Again, that's sportsmanofcolorado.com. Great resource for everyone who's involved in hunting and fishing. If you're not sure where to turn, you can always send us a request or a question, and we'll get an expert to respond to you. Folks like people out at Kiowa Creek, where Scott and Red are today, shooting some pheasants. Great resource to go out and do some bird hunting if you just have a morning or afternoon. It's just a wonderful place to go, and again, our theme today for the kids. If you've got kids that want to go out and you're for sure going to want to see some birds, that's the place to go, because they, as I say, it's sort of a pet and shoot. You get to put them out. They put them out for you so that you don't know where they are, of course, and then run the dogs around, and you get to see good dog work, and you get to shoot a few birds, and it's a good deal, especially on a morning like today. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. So, Tina, you're here talking about what you do. Always interested in talking about concealed carry permits. That's certainly one of the things that was top of mind at the beginning of the year, and as the Democrats took over control of our governmental units the last year or so, really wanted to control our use of guns. How do I get my concealed carry permit?
Well, you know, Kevin, your carry permit is good throughout the state of Colorado, and really it's based on your residency, where you live, and you'll make that application through, usually it's your sheriff's department, and you'll, what the Colorado statute requires is that you complete a course of firearms training from a certified firearms instructor. And once you've received your certificate, you'll take that certificate to your local law enforcement agency. And not all agencies are the same, since some of the fees are a little bit different. In Jefferson County, for instance, it's $125, and I believe the rest of the state's $158.50. But the best source for that is certainly that department's website, where you can download that application. And once you've completed your training and you have a certificate, you'll take that certificate and your application to that department. And again, you'll check to see when the hours of that they issue those permits are or accept them. Once you go in there, you'll pay your fees. You'll take your application and your certificate. They'll make a copy of your certificate and return it to you and then fingerprint you. And then a background check is run, and that's taking about 90 days.
Wow, really?
Well, you know, and they say they have up to 90 days.
Yeah.
I spoke with Jeff Schrader over at Jeffco Sheriff's the other day, and he seemed to indicate that the process is taking Jeffco about 2 weeks.
Oh.
So, at the beginning of the year when the legislation first passed, a lot of people were rushing to get their concealed handgun permits because they were afraid they weren't going to be able to have them.
Right.
So the backlog was a little bit, larger. It looks like they've... CBI, the agency that does the background check, has become a little more efficient and so speeded up that process for us. So once you've passed your background check, the department will call you. You come in, you take your photo, and depending on the department, they may give you your permit right there or they may mail it to you.
So from your perspective, why is it important to have a concealed carry permit?
Well, in the state of Colorado, Colorado is an open carry state. Legally, you're entitled to carry openly. And what that means is I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. God can see it. You know, you and God can see it. But it's also a home rule state, which means that the individual cities and municipalities can legislate that the open carry provisions. Denver, for instance, is not an open carry city or county. So in order for me to carry a firearm in the city and county of Denver, it needs to be concealed. And what does concealed mean? Concealed means a reasonable person wouldn't be able to tell that I'm carrying a firearm. So so even though you're legally entitled in most jurisdictions in Colorado to carry openly, a concealed handgun permit is probably not a bad idea because even in Jefferson County, and as familiar as I am with this state, I don't know where the lines are all the time.
Right. So it's important to have the permit so that you can carry when you want to.
Exactly.
Essentially. And obviously there's some rules and regulations relating to private individuals and whether or not they've posted, you know, no carry here and that sort of thing. But if you don't see those sorts of signs and communications, then you're able to concealed carry just about anywhere. Is that right?
Well, there are some places. The statute sets out the areas where you can carry concealed and where you can't. Most notably, where you can't, even though you have a valid concealed handgun permit, are primary and secondary school, public schools in Colorado. Private schools, not so much. You know, private schools are regulated as property, and the property owner has the right to allow or restrict carrying firearms. But primary and secondary public schools in Colorado are exempt from that carry allowance. You can't carry in those places.
Yeah, and now I've heard that you can have a concealed weapon in your vehicle if you park in a parking lot of a public school. Do you know if that's true or not?
I believe that's true. There are some provisions. Well, the car has to be 150 feet away from the front door of the school.
Like you have to have it in a locked part of the vehicle.
Yeah,
that
and
sort
you
of thing.
Can't see it. It shouldn't be visible. So you could.
And that's not the crux of our discussion here. The idea, I guess, that I'd like to talk with you about is, you know, okay, we have the legal opportunity to conceal carry. Why would somebody want to do that from your perspective?
I can tell you the reason why I carry.
Yeah.
I carry to protect myself and my family. there are, you know, different people carry for different reasons. Again, and I touched on it earlier, just because I have my concealed carry permit doesn't mean that I get up in the morning and I strap it on and I look for an opportunity to defend the universe. I mean, that's not my job.
And your actual training trains you just the opposite, doesn't it?
Well, it tempers you.
Yeah.
If I carry a firearm in self-defense, I have the ability to take another's life, certainly in defense of my life or the life of another human being, but it is that, you know, the possibility there, and that does make me, and this is what we teach our students, is you have to be aware of that. There are consequences for carrying a firearm. If you deploy your firearm in self-defense, there are consequences. There are legal consequences, and there are moral consequences to that. And the question I get asked most often is, you know, when can I shoot?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you as an attorney, Kevin, I'm sure you've had that question asked of you many, many times.
Yeah, I have, and I've litigated cases relating to that where Jefferson County is a good example. I had a case a few years ago where a neighborhood watch, they were up in the mountains and they had a situation where they believed that there were people basically burglarizing their homes in this neighborhood. And so they got a few guys together with military training and they went out on a regular basis and patrolled. And the patrol at one point got a little, I wouldn't say out of hand, but they detained.
Vigorous,
yes. They were taking the law in their own hands, and they detained a couple of individuals that felt that they were menacing them, that they definitely threatened them with weapons. I mean, they had them at gunpoint, and the police and the district attorney in Jefferson County didn't appreciate this this watch, and so they got charged with felonies for menacing, and so we had to go through trials relating to that. And that was a good example of what you're talking about in your class with what is the use of reasonable force and where can you use it. Many people forget that the police get their power from the people.
Exactly.
But they're still police, and they have specific training, and they have specific rights under the law to protect people. And so the citizenry, although they can act like the police, they do it at some peril. And they do it, just like you've just explained. When you have a weapon, you have that extra responsibility to be more careful. And so when people ask, when can you shoot? Well, primarily it's when you're going to be shot at, when you're using force that's of like force. And so if it's a situation where you think that you can get out of it by talking or by doing something diplomatically rather than pulling your weapon, I'm guessing your training would suggest to do that.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, again, it's your tool of last resort. Taking measures to stay out of situations where you might be involved in a criminal attack, where you're unsafe, certainly those are all reasonable and advisable precautions for you to take, because you don't want to find the last thing you want to do is to have to deploy your firearm to defend yourself.
And anytime you get into that situation where you've made that decision, that's a situation where you have to assume that you're going to be at least investigated, and certainly you're going to be asked questions, and it's a significant, serious situation. Because if anybody is either seriously hurt or has been killed, the authorities are going to want to know what happened. And so that's certainly from my perspective as a lawyer and representing folks in that situation. Number one, I would be advising everybody to stop talking and make sure, because after, you're in your training, if you've had this significant event, just the emotionality of it, because anybody who's been in those situations have told me, and I'm sure they've told you, you have significant response in the sense of if you've had to fire at another person, that's a big deal.
Well, and I think something chemical goes on with your brain when you're involved in that type of life-threatening situation, and you're not thinking straight. So what I tell my students is, if God forbid that you're involved in a shooting, you need to have an attorney to call. And, right. And of course, we say you need to call Kevin Flesh for
yeah.
that.
Right.
You know, because there are many types of lawyers who specialize in different areas of the law. So calling your nephew who just graduated from DU Law School is probably not your best bet if you're involved in a shooting. You need to have somebody on your side who is experienced in gun law and who has defended people in those types of shooting situations. And so that's why, you know, we recommend you call, you know, people call Kevin Flesh in case you're involved in a shooting.
Well, I appreciate that. And certainly we do help people in those situations. The best thing to do certainly is get good training and be proficient with the weapon that you're willing to use, and make sure that you do that, not only to have the initial training, but also continue to follow up and get those skills honed, so that if you get into a situation like that, it's more of a, things happen so fast.
They do.
And with practice, it slows things down a little bit so that you can maybe have a little bit cooler and actually think about what you're doing before that weapon is drawn.
Exactly. And there is a difference between being legally competent to carry a firearm under the Colorado state statutes and have the proficiency and the competency to actually use your firearm. So just because you've obtained your concealed handgun permit, you're not ready to go out and carry a firearm. You need to practice, and you need, in my opinion, need to have additional training in that
yeah.
area.
Well, that leads us into the next sort of discussion that we have. Let's take a break right now, and when we come back, let's talk about the training that you give people so that they can be proficient after they get their concealed carry permit.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
It's closeout time here at Len Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LenLyleChevy.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Been in a car accident? Are you getting the runaround from the insurance company? Are you getting the medical treatment you need? Are you wondering what is fair compensation for your injuries? Are you confused by all the different insurance coverages? My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of helping persons like yourself. Please call us today, 303-806-8886, or visit us on the web at www.fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. And we were talking before the break about sort of why and in what situations concealed carry is right for you. And now let's talk about the training that actually makes it useful.
Yeah, it's straightforward shooting. We do try and impress upon people, you know, and you'll hear me say this again and again and again, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes you better. But more importantly, practicing what you need to practice is important. And, you know, you can, and certainly myself, I have been a longtime shooter, and not know what you need to practice. And practicing bullseye shooting, you know, target shooting is different than defensive shooting. And you need to know the difference between the two of them because, in a defensive situation, that target's not going to stand still for you.
Right. I mean, that's really true. You know, even before you get, okay, it's important to hit the target, obviously.
Absolutely.
But that's probably the other things that you have to think about is how you get your weapon actually at the target and pointed at the target. You know, making sure that you understand how the weapon works, really using the weapon so that you know the safety and how that all, so that you're not ending up shooting as you're bringing the gun up. And
exactly.
All of those sorts of things. What do you do to help people in their training so that they're proficient with the weapon first and then learning how to hit the target?
Well, our Confident Carry class, our workshop, is a three-day workshop, and we spend the first 2 days solely with snap caps or the state-of-the-art CERT laser pistols to help you draw from your holster and to present to the ready and do that in a safe manner. And so those first two sessions are really just holster work. We are drawing from the holster and presenting to a defensive position in a safe manner. And we do that over and over and over. There's about 3,000 to 4,000 repetitions of the same motion before you can cement that into muscle memory. So that's why we do spend the time with that. And then the last day, we do actually do the holster work with live ammunition. So we want to be safe. It's important to make sure that you know what those skills are before you actually load up and start shooting, you know, for your own safety selfishly for my safety.
Right. That's exactly right. So do you give your students homework to really cement that the things that they learn in their classes?
Yes, we do. And we make them go home and practice, you know, and, you know, like my old piano teacher used to tell me, I know how long you've practiced.
You can tell.
And, you know, the beauty of it is that most people who are interested in furthering their firearms training are really committed to doing that. And it's really a testament to those folks who've actually gone on to take the additional training because, you know, firearms are not... it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Okay. You put the ammunition in, you pull the trigger, it goes bang, something comes out the front end. So it's not rocket science. But
I think that's how rockets work. Pretty close,
I think so. but to be skilled actually in that and proficient in your firearm is a different matter.
What types of folks are actually seeking you out for training?
It's really interesting because when I first started this 4 years ago, I thought, well, we'll have a bunch of youngsters in there, you know, 21, you know, the 20 set. And really, that's not how it's worked. We get about 60-40 women and really skewed towards the retirement ages. So we have students in class from... you know, 30 to 70. I just qualified a lady about a month or so ago. She was 80 years old.
Wow.
So
I bet she was a good shot.
She was great. She was a pistol.
So, individuals that are coming to you that are motivated to do the classes, what is it that is driving them to be more proficient with the weapon? I mean, what are their concerns or their motivators?
I think our society has changed, and people are really interested in taking personal responsibility for their own defense. And no disrespect to any of our law enforcement, but the truth of it is when you're involved in a criminal attack, I am the first responder. I am the first one on the scene. So they're feeling, even though we have excellent response times from our law enforcement agencies here in Colorado, that 2 to 3 minutes, which is an excellent response time, is 2 to 3 minutes that I am unprotected.
Well, then that's exactly right. I mean, the police can't be everywhere, and we certainly can't expect them to be. But like you said, everybody needs to take responsibility for their own safety, and these are the tools that you give them, and so that's really helpful. And it's helpful, I would imagine, for the people completing the classes to really understand their firearm and how it works, and then being proficient certainly makes them more self-confident, I would think.
Absolutely, as well. Absolutely, especially the ladies. You know, we as women are a little bit nervous about firearms and handling them, and what do I do, and if I look at it wrong, is it going to go bang? And I can laugh about that because that's where I was.
Yeah.
And didn't understand how they worked. Afraid to pick it up, afraid that I was going to, somehow it was going to shoot, even though there was no ammunition in it, my finger wasn't on the trigger. And, you know, and I can laugh about that now because I know how a firearm works, and I know that I'm not going to hurt myself because I know how the firearm works.
And that's all the education that you're giving people
as
they come. So how do they get a hold of you? What's the easiest way to schedule a class and do the things they need to do to get better with their firearm?
Well, certainly you can always look at our website, which is www.straightforwardshooting.com, or you can call me. My personal cell, and I'd be happy to talk to you, is 720-989-9662, and you can have a look at our course offerings on the website, or certainly give me a call. I'm happy to talk to you anytime.
So, just to finish up, Tina, you cater to the novice firearm. Matter of fact, they haven't gone out and gotten a firearm yet to use, right?
Never touched a gun.
All the way up to the experienced individual that wants to have that additional training for defensive purposes.
Absolutely. And then our less than lethal options as well.
Right.
And, it's important, and it's fun for us. We try and make it not so much like traffic school. So we'll look forward to hearing from you.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for being here and for being on the show today and helping me out. And it sounds like we've got another call from Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. What a beautiful day we have today. I'm guessing you're ready to go out and sell some cars today.
I am. I'm on my way right now, and I'll be there in about 5 minutes. And we had a good month last month. We're going to continue on with our, we're giving 20% over book value for the trade-ins. And, that seems to be working. It makes the customers happy, and we need used cars. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That's awesome. Hey, can you talk at all about what's going on with vehicles and the flooding and that sort of thing, and what you guys do to make sure that you're not selling any flooded cars?
Well, and there are a lot of them out there, and, that's come a long way. Insurance companies now are way better in totaling them out, and, thank goodness for Carfax, because any insurance claim will, show up on Carfax immediately. So, it's pretty protected now. It's, 10 years ago, it was a lot scarier, but, we look closely, and, it just doesn't happen that much.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, so, and let's talk about your dealership. You're a full service dealership. Is that right, Dan?
We are. We're located at basically I-225 in East Colfax, just right down from the hospital complex there. We're on the east side of 225, a couple blocks east. We have full the service department, which is open on Saturdays from 8:30 to 3, and we have a body shop, parts. We do everything, and lots of new Chevrolets, and then we have everything in used cars, everything from A to Z.
That's fantastic, and helpful salespeople to get you through the buying decision, and probably do your own financing there, or the finance department can help folks figure out how you pay for the vehicle that you've fallen in love with.
Oh, yeah. We have probably over 75 banks and credit unions. You know, we're member direct with most credit unions in town, and, you know, we fight hard to get them the best rate we can. A lot of people will come in and say, oh, I got 4% at my bank. Well, you know, I can get them 2.9, you know. So a lot of times because of the volume we do with the banks that, you know, we get a little better rate. So it's worth taking a look at.
Fantastic. So, Dan, if folks want to come down, what's your big deal of the day that people should be rushing in to see you?
Well, we're still trying to close out all our 2013 all models. For instance, like Silverados, what we have remaining, you can do up to $10,000 off on the remaining, you know, 2013 new truck. So, you know, making room for all the 2014 models, and, you know, it's a heck of a deal.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear from you, and thanks for being a sponsor of the show once again, and we appreciate your sponsorship as always.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Well, this has been another wonderful show at Sportsman of Colorado. We appreciate you listening. Again, we're on from 7 to 8 a.m. every Saturday morning, giving you resources relating to hunting and fishing in Colorado. Remind us to, or give us a shout if you ever have any questions. Remember sportsmanofcolorado.com, and thanks for listening.